GOP frontrunner keeps his lead in new poll.
Trump is still the best position to win this nomination outright.
Government's new lesson plan.
A more well-rounded education.
Hollywood ending for a basketball legend.
It's hard to believe that it happened this way.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a just-released CBS News national poll gives Donald Trump a 13-point lead over Ted Cruz among likely Republican voters. A month ago, he had a 20-point edge. CBS's Major Garrett says the GOP frontrunner went to Pennsylvania to take more shots at the system.
Trump clumsily tried to explain Pennsylvania's delegate rules, predicting more dark plotting against his campaign.
I could win Pennsylvania by a landslide, get 17 delegates, and somebody else could get like 35 or 40, and they didn't even win, but they have connections into the machine.
Not quite. Pennsylvania's April 26th primary will award 71 delegates. 17 will be committed to vote for the statewide winner, but the 54 remaining will be individually elected, free to vote for whomever they want.
The rules are simple.
Ted Cruz said Trump is fighting history and is in danger of losing.
Donald and his team, it's almost like they are subjects in a clinical course on psychology.
Just 1 month ago, more than 75% of Republicans expected Trump to win the nomination. That number is down to 60% today. Still, Trump did his best Wednesday to pander to Pennsylvania voters, invoking the name of a deceased Penn State football legend.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back, right?
Former Penn State football coach Joe Paterno died in 2012, 2 months after he was fired following a sexual abuse scandal. The campaign says Trump was referring to a push by Paterno supporters to have a statue of the coach brought back onto the university campus, not resurrecting the coach.
Bernie Sanders took his anti-Wall Street message to the Big Apple.
Corporate America, bad news. Change is coming.
The New York primary is next week, and Sanders and Hillary Clinton debate tonight in Brooklyn, where we find CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This is a debate that Sanders pushed for. He wanted a chance to go up against Clinton on her home turf. In fact, her campaign headquarters is not even 10 blocks from here.
Russia's defense ministry says warplane pilots who buzzed a U.S. destroyer in the Baltic Sea respected all safety rules. CBS's David Martin says the U.S. released video calling it a provocation.
Look at the guy to port. Look at the left one. He is on the deck.
The Russian planes carried no weapons under their wings, but they were flying what the commander of the USS Donald Cook described as a simulated attack profile. Not once or twice, but 31 times over 2 days. On Tuesday, a Russian helicopter circled the Cook 7 times, taking photographs. Then another pair of attack jets showed up and buzzed the Cook 11 times. This time coming within an estimated 30 feet of the ship, and again ignoring attempts to contact them.
Science has now confirmed the suspicions about the Zika virus. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says the latest CDC findings leave no room for doubt.
This is kind of a turning point. We had been saying for many, many months it's likely that there's a link between Zika virus and microcephaly, and now they're saying, look, based on mounting evidence, it really does look like Zika virus causes microcephaly and other birth defects.
The nation's top education official is pushing for school curriculum to go well beyond the 3 R's. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
Are we ready to read and learn? Yeah.
Learning isn't just about taking tests on reading and math. Today, Education Secretary John King Jr. plans to call on schools to include more science, social studies, and the arts.
Let me sign this bill, all right?
King is helping implement a new education law passed last year that President Obama says revamps the No Child Left Behind Act.
With a commitment to provide every student with a well-rounded education.
The new law gives states and local communities more control over schools and places less emphasis on high-stakes tests.
A law enforcement source tells CBS News that the FBI has not yet found anything significant on the iPhone of one of the San Bernardino terrorists. The government accessed the phone's information without Apple's help. A lot of us may be doing last-minute work on our tax returns with the deadline approaching. CBS's Barry Bagnano has more on the working poor and the tax prep firms that seek their business.
Over a decade after investigations revealed tax prep exploitation of the working poor, a new study shows the practice continues. Johns Hopkins researcher Paul Weinstein says the top three firms, H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, and Liberty, cluster preparers in low-income neighborhoods where many people qualify for the earned income tax credit, charging them on average $400 per return, a significant slice of their refunds.
It's even more concerning when, in fact, most EITC filers could use free software or free services.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Spoiler alert, in the movie The Martian, the stranded astronaut played by Matt Damon has a problem.
I got to figure out a way to grow 3 years' worth of food here. On a planet where nothing grows.
He grows potatoes, at least for a while. Now there's word NASA and researchers in Peru are working on finding out which type of potato might be best for extraterrestrial farming to support a human Mars settlement. Well, California was the center of the basketball universe last night, and it was a Hollywood ending for a superstar.
It was the final game for a Laker legend.
For the final time, number 24, Kobe Bryant.
On this final night, Kobe Bryant did not disappoint. He turned back the clock, looking like the Kobe Bryant of old.
Kobe underneath, he's got 51!
In the fourth quarter, with the Lakers trailing, Bryant took over.
He's got another one!
He scored 15 straight Laker points.
Kobe Bryant, on the final night of his NBA career, scores 60 points.
After the game, Kobe Bryant sounded relieved.
What can I say? Mamba out.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In Oakland, the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors made history. Led by Steph Curry's 46 points, the Warriors beat Memphis to set a new league mark of 73 regular season wins.
It was the best game ever.
It was beautiful.
Oh, it was awesome, man. Best team in the NBA by far, going to the all the way to the title.
The Warriors topped the 72 set by the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan 20 years ago. Prescription drug costs went up again in 2015. Here's CBS's Jim Shenevy.
According to a new report from IMS Health, patients, insurers, government programs, and other payers spent a combined $309.5 billion on prescription medicines last year, up 8.5% from 2014. Analysts say the increase was due mainly to the growing use of expensive new drugs, as well as price hikes on other medicines. It is the third straight year that drug prices have spiked around 10%. The study authors predict the total price tag could hit $400 billion by the year 2020. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Singer Katy Perry has won a legal battle to buy a former Catholic convent in Los Angeles. A judge has voided a plan by nuns to sell it to an L.A. businesswoman who had plans for a hotel. Perry is paying just over $14 million for the place. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.